KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 12 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered flurries and a high of 27. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In local news, the president and owner of Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic has announced plans for its two current Atlantic locations, Rex Pharmacy Downtown and the Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, to merge and become one pharmacy located in the former Sears building at 1607. 7 East 7th Street. Josh Bohr says the plans are the result of Rex Pharmacy's desire to make community pharmacy a more viable part of patient outcomes in Atlantic and the surrounding area. Rex Pharmacy has been in its current location on Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic for more than 75 years, which is why Bohr says it was a tough decision to make the change.
We really talked about it with our team and our leadership team to try to figure out, you know, really what we needed to do to get to the next level. We felt was to consolidate our efforts, and we're really excited about the services and the service level that we'll be able to provide in the consolidated version of Rex Pharmacy.
He said the new location at 7th and Hospital Drive will open up more opportunities to serve their current and future customers.
Always thought that spot just seemed to be a good location for a pharmacy, and so when the opportunity kind of arose, you know, we looked at it and said, you know, this could be a good opportunity, could potentially be a threat as well. So really that's what started us thinking about it. But I think that at the end of the day, we really want to improve our access overall to the community. And I think the location with the visibility, our ability to have a drive-through pickup window at that location, those are the sort of things that really kind of pushed it over and made it an easier decision for us.
And while there are two competing pharmacies in the same area, those being Hy-Vee and Walmart, Bohr said there is room for more opportunities to serve customers.
We work pretty collaboratively with all the other pharmacies. We're all out there trying to do the best for our customers. So, you know, I don't think it will really change or impact our relationship with either of them. I think we have a good collaborative relationship with them, and I would expect that would continue.
The new Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, will offer private clinical rooms for patient medication reviews, education, consultations, and immunizations.
As pharmacy has changed over the years, you know, we've really had to kind of adapt our workflow. And so we're going to set up the new place that will provide a lot more privacy in clinical areas, so from immunizations to more enhanced medication therapy management education. You know, we'll have private rooms where we can talk one-on-one with patients about their medications and health-related issues.
It'll be a full-service pharmacy with all the over-the-counter medications and supplements, as well as in-home medical equipment and supplies. Bohr says the transition is expected to take place sometime this summer.
We don't have the exact date drilled down now, and we will be making, you know, more official announcements in 30 days, at minimum 30 days leading up to the exact date. But we're looking at midsummer, so July 1st, you know, give or take, a few weeks.
And he says they're currently exploring the possibilities for other occupants of the downtown building once the move takes place. The Crescent Police Department today reports the arrest at the Union County Law Enforcement Center of 50-year-old Brian Eugene Ward. The Crescent man was arrested Thursday morning on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Thursday 35-year-old Timothy Dean Kerfey of Clarinda was sentenced Wednesday to 17 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. His sentence, which was handed down in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs, also includes 7 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. In April of 2016, a concerned citizen presented a suspicious package to the Taylor County Sheriff's Office. Law enforcement examined the package and discovered it had been sent from Mexico and contained methamphetamine disguised as candy. The investigation led to Kerfey and others that had distributed over 50 pounds of meth in southwest Iowa. Kerfey had briefly escaped from the Page County Jail in the spring of 2016. He jumped the fence in an exercise yard and was captured about a block and a half away. The case against him was investigated by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the Page, Adams, and Taylor County Sheriff's Offices, and was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And in the funeral announcements, Glenda Langer, age 86, of Hancock, died February 23rd. Funeral services for Glenda Langer will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Lisa Sickles, age 78, of Fontenelle, died February 23rd in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lisa Sickles will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Margaret Shano Johnson, age 85, of Oakland, died February 23rd in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margaret Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland. John Jake Rote, age 71, of Stewart, died February 10th. A gathering of family and friends and a memorial service for Jake Rote will be today at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Wayne Fassel, age 79, of Earlham, died February 23rd in West Des Moines. A visitation for Wayne Fassel will be on Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Earlham Presbyterian Church, followed by a memorial service at the church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Evelyn Karras, age 89, of Messina, died February 21st. Funeral services for Evelyn Karras will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. George Marnon, age 78, formerly of Anita, died February 20th in Missouri. Memorial services for George Marnon will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Ethel Armstrong, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for Ethel Armstrong will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Sharon Blanchard, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Sharon Blanchard will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Clara Bledsoe, age 89, of Glenwood, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Clara Bledsoe will be held May 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Donna Joyce Jackson Wadsworth, age 76, of Stewart, died February 17th. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Donna Wadsworth. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Kenneth Bartlett, age 90, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died this morning at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Kenneth Bartlett are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Patricia Pat Dvorak, age 86, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, has died at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A mass of Christian burial for Pat Dvorak is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call today at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.